The deputy leader of Hezbollah says the militant group will return things to normal in Lebanon. That after the Lebanese government reversed two key decisions that triggered days of deadly violence. The deal was brokered with help from the Arab League. But that doesn't mean that the struggle for political supremacy in Lebanon is over. Members of Lebanon's governing coalition are ramping up their accusations that Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran, aiming to destabilize their country. The World's Aaron Schachter reports.
The agreement comes a week after gunfights broke out between Sunni supporters of the government and Shiite supporters of the opposition. More than 60 people, mostly Sunnis, were killed in various locations. Under the deal, the Hezbollah-led blockade of Beirut's seaport and airport will end. Armed men from all factions will leave the streets, and Hezbollah will guarantee that it won't use its weapons to settle political differences. Naeem Qassem is Hezbollah's second in command.
We want to reach a settlement that will eventually lead to the absence of winners and losers. We want participation so that no one has monopoly over ruling the country. We want cooperation from everyone so that we can build Lebanon together. America will not help us. International interference will not help us either.
Qassem goes on to say, whenever factions pin their hopes on the outside world, Lebanon feels nothing but pain. But this is exactly what government supporters accuse Hezbollah of doing, of getting advice and counsel, even outright orders from Iran.
Obviously, this is not a local organization that acts out of pure internal considerations.
Simon Karam is a former Lebanese ambassador to the United States. He says you can trace Hezbollah's recent military actions directly to Tehran. Lebanon's Minister of Youth and Sports has similar concerns, but instead of an army, Iran will use the Hezbollah militia. Ahmed Fatfat calls Hezbollah a totalitarian party modeled on Iran.
Some leader of Hezbollah declared so many times, if Iran will be attacked, Lebanon will burn. So it means that the relation between Hezbollah and the Iranian is more important than the relation between Hezbollah and Lebanon. Hezbollah is a part of the military apparatus of Iran.
But Hezbollah members say that kind of talk is absolute nonsense. Faisal Abdel-Sattar sits in his office at Al Alam TV under the stony-eyed visages of Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei and his predecessor, Ayatollah Khomeini. Sattar says critics have been trying for years to prove that Iran is Hezbollah's puppet master, but no one has. He says Iran supports Hezbollah's resistance against Israel, full stop. Tehran has nothing to do with Lebanon's internal politics. How is that any different, he asks, from the United States supporting resistance fighters?
When the Americans used to support the Taliban and the Afghani jihadis in Afghanistan, did they ask them what to do? They gave them money and said, liberate.
Fakhri Balbaki sits at a cafe in the Shia district of Beirut. He, too, is tired of the anti-Hezbollah rhetoric. He says it takes incredible gall to question Hezbollah's credentials as Lebanese. He runs down a list of Sunni and Christian government politicians. Hezbollah is a Lebanese party, Balbaki says. Its leaders are Lebanese whose families have lived here for 1,000 years. Look at the government. Their leaders have Saudi citizenship, French citizenship, American citizenship. Some are originally Palestinian. Who are the real Lebanese, he asks, and who are the ones working for foreign powers? One thing both sides agree on is that Iran does not want a Lebanon in chaos. But some believe Iran wants to be the one holding the balance. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.